Blog Talk Radio.
We can tell by the look in your eyes, gang. Come on, right here.
That's your all.
Well, Shalom, Shalom, everyone. This is Shaina. Glad to be here today. Hope you guys can hear me. I'm on my cell phone. I just need to know, can someone, just one person, push one? Let me know if you can hear me on this cell phone. Just one person, push one. All right, I got two people that pushed. All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Three people pushed it. Thank you so much. We have it there. I'm glad you guys can hear me. All is well. It's a beautiful first day of the week. It's kind of stormy. But, you know, we're going to talk about what we talk about, and we're going to keep it moving. You know what? So many people have sent me some videos, and, you know, this is awesome. Some of these videos that you guys have sent me have just been awesome. Thank you so much for your videos. You know, they're very enlightening. They're very encouraging. You know, sometimes I need to be encouraged, you know. And I just thank you for it. It's just truly been a blessing. We're moving forward. This is it. I want to know how you feel about it. I mean, we're getting closer. You know, the young lady sent me a date calendar, marking down the countdown of the days. And just a beautiful thing to be able to have cooperation like this among us and to be able to move forward. We're getting closer. Here we go. It's just something, I'm telling you. It's just a beautiful thing. I got people emailing me now, telling me they want the phone number to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Just amazing stuff. You know, y'all is really moving. And, you know, with moving, you also get persecution. But we're going to keep on moving. And we're doing what we're doing. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. We're having a time. You know, it's just something. I'm just telling you. I'm going to tell her we are on the call now. You know, it's just all you got to do is just let you got to trust y'all. That's all you got to do. He'll do the rest. If it's meant to be, he's going to make it be. And then nobody can stop it from being. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I sent the sister the information. You know, we're moving forward. You know, the T-shirt sales are coming. Let me make another announcement. The T-shirts are going to the manufacturer. It takes weeks for them to do it. I don't know why it takes so long. But once we get it back, we will definitely send them to you. We want them right. We want them looking right. So hopefully we will have some answers as to when we'll be receiving them back soon. I'll announce that as well. You know, but it's just beautiful. It's just something how he has sanctioned this to be so. And I'm just excited. I want to know how some of you all feel about what's going on right now, how exciting this is. This is an exciting time. You know, this brother sent me a tearjerker this morning. I wasn't going to watch it, but I watched it. I cried through the whole thing like, oh, my God. You know, it just was amazing. And it was just how our people are beginning to wake up and how they're putting videos and stuff together for us to be able to see and how they're helped. You know, just black people, period. It's just a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. That's all I can say. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let me get Brother Donia's mic up. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. What about today? Today, how is the day going for you?
Shalom, sisters and family. I'm always in good spirits most of the days. You know, 88% of my days is always, you understand, focused on our deliverance. This is our time here. You understand what I'm saying? And we got some hope here. You understand?
Yes.
You know, it talks about the restoration of a peoples. You understand? Out of this bondage state that we're in. And I'm really grateful and thankful to the Almighty because he put this stuff in place, you understand, during
mm-hmm.
the time of Abraham. You understand? He came
mm-hmm.
to Abraham, you understand, and told Abraham that his seed was going to be chastised, you understand, for 400 years. And
mm-hmm.
that's so amazing to me that now we can see that all of this stuff is transpiring now. You understand? We could see that we went to a 400-year captivity, and it didn't happen immediately. We had to. It also talks about not in the chapter there. It says it in Deuteronomy is that he was going to take away our understanding, who we were, who our God was. You understand? And so when we came into this captivity, we didn't know nothing about. about who we were and who our God was and our, the culture that we have. You understand? So, but now we get to the point now. You understand where it's being revealed to us all about our culture, who we are, what we have to look forward to. You understand?
Yes.
And I'm so elated about that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, it's something to get excited about. I know this isn't premature, but it seems like the closer we get, the more exciting it gets. And, you know, it just gives you a hope and an excitement. You know, you just want to run and scream like, ah, it's over. It's a beautiful game. It is. It's beautiful. You know, and it has nothing to do. And it has nothing to do with anybody else but us and our God. That's it.
That is correct. You understand? You know, he has not dealt with any other nation. If you read that book, it shows you and it tells you that who he was dealing with and what it's all about. We came from 400 years. Now we're down to two digits. You understand?
Yes, we are. Two digits. Yes, sir. Two digits. Days. not years, but days.
That is
two digits
correct.
Days.
That is absolutely
you know?
Correct. You understand?
Hallelujah.
You know, I know a lot of people say, oh, man, that ain't true, blah, blah, blah. They have not looked at the circumstances and the situations that led us to this point. They need to take a look at that. You understand? They will get a different outlook. You understand?
Yes.
You know, certain things have happened to give us understanding that, that's true. We've been in a 400-year captivity, and now we're down to two digits, two
72 days. Today is 72 days. We're 72 days away today.
72 days. You understand what I'm saying? They need to take a look at that. So, you know, and all of the things that's happening, man, you know, now look at, you know, the Middle East. I mean, the middle of the Americas, you understand, underwater. You understand?
Yeah,
and they talk about this stuff, but that ain't going to never bounce back. You understand? You know, and these are part of the things that the Almighty, you understand, is letting us know that he's coming to get us out of this mess that we in. You understand?
Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God, hallelujah. That's just a blessing. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. You understand? We got a true and we got a true and living Elohim, man, that loves us, man. We are his inheritance. You understand?
Yes.
He can't even deny it.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. What a blessing it is. I'm so excited. I am so excited. You just have no idea. I'm just sitting here. I'm at a loss for words because of the things that Yah has in store for his people. You know, and he knows we're not perfect. He knows we're coming out of this captivity. He knows we have to be deprogrammed from all this stuff. He knows that, but the fact that he set an expiration date.
That is absolutely correct.
He did.
And you said a mouthful, sister. You understand? We have to be deprogrammed. You understand? From all of this stupidity that we acquired over the 2,500 years.
Yes, he set an expiration date. It's just a powerful moment right there. It's powerful. Woo, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah, the things that he has in store for his people. I wonder if how the new people feel, you know, because some of this stuff has been new to them. They came on the scene, they heard about it, they've come to see what it was all about, and just a miracle and amazing. You know, a whole lot of people have pushed one, and I just want to know what you think about it. Let me get this mic open. Eric Code 717, how do you feel about the fact that we're 72 days away?
I'm very, very excited, and I'm happy, and I praise Yah that he's bringing my daughter in, which I was like hopeless at one point. I was just praying and fasting, and I was talking to you last year about something for the youth, and you were going to try to get something together. But within that time, the enemy started snatching my daughter, and I held on stronger to Yah. I would come to the classes and listen to it. Sometimes I'd be so broken I couldn't even make it, but I still hung in there and still coming and listening to the word. And my daughter got into anime. I don't know if any of you know what anime is. It's very demonic, and paint your face blue and purple, and you have elf ears, and they feel like flesh because it's silicone. And I was like, I don't want this stuff in my house. And it was such a battle. So I had to stay quiet and just pray. And it was heartbreaking because this evil stuff was here. I would lay down, and I would, like, feel something touch me. The whole atmosphere would change, and I had to pray harder. And then my husband's saying that I'm in a cult, you know. So my daughter went away this weekend to Atlantic City, which I said, I don't feel right about this, don't go. And I prayed and prayed. She called me last night about 10:30 screaming and hollering. I lost all my money. I can't find my pocketbook. And she was just going on. I said, calm down. We're going to pray. Oh, she kept going. I said, calm down. I started praying and rebuking that spirit. And I said, you're going to pray to Yah, but what are you willing to do? She said, I don't know. I said, what are you willing to give up? You know what I've been asking you, that you need to come to Yah. And I said, you need to give up this evil stuff. She said, I'll do anything. I said, don't tell me. Say it from your heart. And she started crying and praying, and because she's heard me pray. And I prayed along with her, and I said, you tell Yah, you walk away from all this. And they have been working for hours, and the whole convention center is full of thousands of people. And someone had all this money, $500 here and a lot of cards. And in the middle of praying, and I heard her break down and say, I really mean this, Yah. I will give my life to you and give up this anime. While we were praying, someone came up to her, and she started talking, but I couldn't understand the language. It was like the Most High shut my ears, but I couldn't understand what she was saying to someone else. And I said, Christina, are you talking to me or someone else? Are you okay? And it was like, blah, 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 blah. And then she turned around and she said, someone just brought it to me. And there's thousands of people.
Hallelujah.
And they brought it up to her. Because she had to confess and give her life to the Most High. And I spoke to her afterwards, and she said, I'm turning to Yah. But I need someone somehow to find something for the youth, because the enemy is after the youth. And
yes, they are.
I just don't know where to turn. I mean, I'm like on my own here, because my husband thinks I'm in a cult, and she hears that, and she went to the anime. But now, you know, she's coming home, and she's coming to serve Yah. And I only know what I know, and I need something like some youthful people that loves Yah and on fire, not these camps. I can't send my child there. So
right,
I don't know
right.
what else to do. But that was a testimony and a blessing, and I praise God for it.
Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I hope that she comes to the 2019 Day of Repentance, if you guys can make it. You know, because once we get through that date, we're going to put something together so that the youth can start coming together, because they already on social media. They deal with each other virtual anyway. So we've got to start doing something to get our children back. So why don't you start thinking of some things that we can do and engage her to think of some things that the youth can do, and then we can start putting some things together so that we'll have something available for them.
Yes, and we'll be there. We're going to do a day trip, but we're going to come because I'm battling my husband about going. So we're going to do a day trip. We will be there. Yes, and I will.
Work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High. Yeah. See, prayer changes things. All you got to do is just trust him. That's all. If you can trust him, he said, if you trust me, I'll show you. If you can just trust me, you're about to make me cry. I'm telling you, I've been in tears all this morning. You know, just to say, he said, if you look for me, I'll let you find me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Praise the mighty God.
See, I know it's a difficult thing, man, because we have not seen the Almighty the way we expect to see the Almighty. You understand? In our 400-year sojourn, you understand? And this is in our 400-year captivity. You understand? And it's a difficult thing for us to accept any kind of change, you understand, or to accept that we even have a creator that loves us. It's difficult, you understand. We haven't had no concept of a true and living Elohim because he never showed up the way we expect him to show up, you understand. But we got to look at all the things that's happening. We're in a We in a 72-day quest, you understand, to end the for the end of our captivity. So, you know, and I want to say, Duncan, that it's going to be known to us. We're going to feel that this captivity is over by when we reach our 72nd day. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to see some changes. I'm certain of that. I'm almost positive to let
Hallelujah.
Us know that he is with us. He's our God. No other nation can make that claim.
Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High. It's just a miracle. You know, we're going to get there, though. You know, we just hold on to Yah. Because there's so much these young people have to fight through and have to adhere to and trying to understand. There's so much stuff luring them into all this whole mess. It's just unbelievable. We got to pray for our children. You guys, you got to pray for our children. Pray that our children don't get caught up in it. Because I have grandsons that's 16, 17, 18, you know, years old, and they're right at that impressionable age. And I try to do my best. I really do. I try to teach them as much as I can, but, you know, I can only be stressed so far.
Well, one thing
you
that
know.
I'm one thing that I'm working on, you understand, is that, you understand, if we as adults come back to the Almighty, we can be, our reflection can deal, bring about some changes in our youth. And I got grandchildren too, and it breaks my heart to see them go out like they're going out, you understand, doing the insanity things that do insanity. But we got to hold on to what we know to be the right way, you understand? And by us doing that, man, we're supposed to give up a reflection on for what they need to do, you understand? You know, and trust that the Almighty will be with us, you understand? You know, in our endeavors, you understand? You know, it's hard, man. I'm telling you, I know it's a difficult thing, man. We have seen the Almighty, you understand? Back there in the time when they went astray, you understand what I'm saying? The law was in the land. It was paramount, you understand? In the land but they went astray anyway. But now we got to look at that and know that we cannot make no mistakes like they did. We cannot do that. You understand?
No.
You know, it says in Deuteronomy that we must turn from our turn back to the Almighty in our captivity. We can't wait till we get out of captivity. We got to do that now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. Okay, area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air. Erico 540, you want to say something? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I want to say thank you to the entire people that come on the Yehuda Project. It's been a true blessing to me. I remember when I started listening to you, it was like 24 or 25 months or whatever. And it seems so far away.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, we got a long way. We got a long way. And then when I heard yesterday someone said 71 days, I think, I was like, wow. We are like, we can just reach out and touch that day, August 20th.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about September 20th. I've been just here trying to... No, not September the 7th, September 7th. We were basically recuperating because my mom was buried last Monday. And it was something else that trip up there just kind of took a lot out of us, especially me. But, you know, y'all are so good. He's so good. And, you know, me personally, learning his name,
yeah.
When I call on his name, there's such a peace that you get that you cannot get it saying the J word. It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
And I'm thankful for that. I'm very thankful for learning his name. It means a lot to me.
Hallelujah.
And his son's name. You just have
Hallelujah.
That personal, that more personal connection to call someone
mm-hmm.
by their name and to just, oh. And Elohim it's a peace that truly passes all understanding.
All understanding, yes.
All understanding. My nerve was just so shot.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
My nerve was so shot on the ride back home from New York because it's an 11-hour drive for us, and I had to keep calling his name and talking to him, and that's how I made it in one piece. I just was feeling like I was at my wit's end. My nerve was just, for the first time, I'm normally not like that, been through a lot, but my nerve just couldn't take what was going on in the traffic. But he got me home in one piece, and I praise him and I thank him for it. And I've been listening.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't speak, I don't come online, but I'm there listening and praying.
Hallelujah.
And my daughter is doing fine. She's doing fine. They still didn't know what caused that problem, but she's doing fine. And I
you
thank
know what?
You all for the prayers.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for
you
the
never
prayers.
Gave the testimony. Can you give them the testimony as to what happened? Because the last time that we talked, you were very upset and you told us to pray. Can you tell everyone what happened when you got back to the hospital?
Yeah, when I got back to the hospital, it was just a whole scenario. She passed out. The ambulance came and should have taken her to the nearest hospital. That's where I was going to be headed. And first of all, we were almost home. We live in Virginia. We were in D.C. on our way to VA when I got the call from my son-in-law, and he was just crying and hysterical, so we just made a U-turn and went back up to New York. When I got to the hospital, she still was non-responsive, but I went and I was rubbing her forehead and rubbing her cheeks and telling her that I love her and telling her that she's wrapped in prayers and she's going to be all right and not to worry. And all of a sudden, I saw the tears just like sit by her eyelid, and then the tears started to flow. So I knew she could hear me, but she couldn't
mm-hmm.
speak. She couldn't move. And I kept rubbing her arm, and the nurse came in. She said, I was standing in back of the curtain listening to you talk to your daughter. That's how I know it's your daughter, and it's your baby daughter. And she says, you have a faith. You have faith. And she says, God will see you through. I said, yes, Yah is able. He is able to do all things and everything.
Yes.
And I kept rubbing her cheeks and praying, and then her mouth moved, but there was no sound. And I said, Father, she's trying to speak. Oh, and I kept calling on him, Yeshua, please help, please help. And she couldn't. Then all of a sudden I heard like a whisper, and I put my
uh-huh.
ear right next to her mouth, and she was trying to say something. So I ran out to get her sisters. We got back in the room, and we started praying, and she started talking. She woke up. Her eyes popped open, and she says, Ma, and she started to talk. And she told us the ordeal that she went through. No one could, she couldn't speak. She was calling out in her mind, but she couldn't speak, and she couldn't open her eyes, and she could not move. But they still don't know why it happened. But the sad part is they shot my daughter up with Narcan in the ambulance. She heard them say, well, she's not responding. She must be a drug addict. When they picked her up from her sister-in-law's house, they were told that she was not on any drugs. She never wasn't taking anything, and she didn't take anything. And she's like, well, why are they shooting me up with this thing? So when they realized she didn't respond, they said, uh-oh, she really is not a drug addict. So then they didn't even give her oxygen. They put the oxygen mask when they said we're pulling into the ER. So she's like, what are these people doing? Then she got to the ER, and she didn't know too much what's going on. She knew she was at the ER. Her husband was calling on the phone while he was in his car and trying to find out what's going on. He got to the hospital and asked for her, gave her name, and they said there's no such person there. So he just went wild. He says the ambulance said that they were on the way, they were bringing her here, that they brought her here. You telling me she's not here? No, sir, we have no one here by that name. He said, y'all better find my wife or else. I'm going to tear this place down. So one nurse came out, he said, from the back room, and he said, well, maybe that's the woman that we have that we named Mississippi because we didn't know her name. And he still didn't, you know, he's not thinking about that. So the nurse says to him, come. And my daughter says, I'm hearing everything, Ma, but I just couldn't respond. And finally, when her husband got back there, he said, how are you going to name my wife Mississippi? I gave the ambulance people her name, her age, everything about her, all the information they needed. How could you register her as Mississippi? And that bothers us to this day. They have the information. Why didn't you give it to the person that's registering her in the ER? You know, but we just, prayers is really the key that unlocks everything. We were praying. I thank you guys all for praying, and I kept praying. And finally, when she could speak, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
and you know what?
Yeah.
It's terrible that they shot that girl up with Narcan because they think every one of us is on drugs. That's just terrible. That's terrible. That, you know what? It shows the incompetency of the medical profession. And if you can't, by all means, if you can avoid it, stay out of there, because it's just not, that's terrible that they put that stuff in her body.
Yeah. That was not right. It teaches us the medical profession is not what it used to be many years ago.
No. No.
It's not what it used to be.
Lord have mercy.
And how could you not give a person's name? You know the family or people are on their way there looking for her.
Everything is about money. Where they can cut corners, you understand, they will cut them corners for that dollar. And to be, you know, to further it, you understand, is that the dollar ain't worth what it was supposed to be. You understand? The dollar done lost in value. It don't have any value. You understand? It's a sad case. But that's the breakdown of the society. Yeah, that's the breakdown of the society that we're in.
We got to pray that we stay well. We have to follow the laws of y'all dietary laws so we can stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're in the hands of these people, you know, the competency and the professionalism of the people per day depends on the mood that they're in. So we really
That's
don't want to be in the hands of people. You know, it's serious. It depends on the mood that they're in, how competent and how professional they're going to be. So it's best for us to continue to keep the laws, statutes, and commandments and continue to call on y'all and stay out of there if you can at all costs. And now sometimes you have to go. And you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to go. But when you go, you better take y'all with you when you go, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, it's the only way that we are going to be able to survive.
Yeah.
There's no other way but going with y'all every step of the way.
Yeah.
Obey.
You know, when we was in our land, we didn't have all of these problems that we have that we got today. You understand? You know, the Almighty left the herbs of the field. You understand that we were supposed to eat on a regular basis throughout our meals. You understand what I'm saying? And we build up an immune system. You build up our immune system. But in these days, man, they got a pill for everything.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
They do. And
we had real food in our land.
That's what I'm saying. They growing the food now, so it's no telling what you're eating. So, you know, you just got to pray over that stuff. You got to make sure you eat right, and you got to take care of yourself as much as you possibly can. And we waiting on y'all. That's what this prayer is all about. We asking him and compelling him to come and get us. Come get us. Please don't leave us in this situation a day longer than we have to be. I know he hasn't expected the date that he come to get us, but please come to get us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Have
we don't
mercy
have nobody
on
else or nothing
us.
Else that we can go to. We don't.
No.
All
no.
we got is Almighty God and what we do. And we got to pray and seek his face and turn away from those things that we was doing that we know that wasn't right or that's not right.
Yeah.
We gotta recognize that those things that we were doing is not right. And if we turn
not
from
right.
those wicked things and pray and ask Almighty to spare our lives and get us out of this mess that we in, and he will. You understand? He'll make it softer, I'm telling you.
Yes, he will deliver us. He said it, and that settles it. It's going to happen the way he said it.
Yes, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. Hallelujah. We're going to get there. We almost there. We got we have 72 days today. 72 days today. June the 9th is 72 days, and we're on the countdown. So tomorrow will be 71 days. And then Tuesday will be 70 days that we'll have left. And this thing is on its way out. We're on our way down to the countdown. So mark your calendar. Today is 72 days. And we're going down the calendar. We're going to mark our calendar so we'll be ready. Because August the 20th, this thing is over with. We're coming together September the 7th to have a worldwide prayer all over the world for all of us to go down together in prayer. But August the 20th, this thing is over with. And Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 through 19, that's when Daniel prayed. It was after the captivity was over. Daniel went to the Most High and said, what's going on here? The captivity is over.
Yes.
We need some answers. And that's what we pray every morning at 6 o'clock.
Hallelujah.
It's Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 through 19. It's on the website.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know what the prayer is, it's on the website. We're getting there, you guys. I'm excited. I am so excited. I'm happy your daughter
yes,
is getting better.
Be.
I am happy.
Thank you.
I'm praying for her and her husband. And, you know, we're going to get there. Hold on. Area code 210, your mic is open. Do you have anything you want to say? 210? If not, I'll put your mic back on mute. I don't know if they did that to just say they could hear me. Area code 828, your mic is open. You have anything you want to say?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir.
Hello? Yes,
sir, we can hear you.
I have not been listening too long, but you guys have been a blessing to me. And I'm just thankful that I just lucked up and was blessed and just happened to fall into your program. And I'm just thankful for all for me, and I just hope you just keep going.
Oh, we've been going for a while. You know, we've been going for a long time. We've had this program going for almost 7 years, I think, now. Are you in the church? Are you new to the Hebrew Israelite movement?
I've been out of the church for about 2 years, and I've been studying online, just trying to understand the Bible from my perspective as a Hebrew.
Okay, cool. That'll work. You know, we have classes on Saturday, our Sabbath class. You're welcome to join us if you would like. That class starts at 3:30 p.m. as well on Saturday. And I'll give you the phone number where you can join us and you can see the screen and all that if you like. It's up to you. Let me know when you're ready. I'll give you the phone number. You can just write it down.
Okay, what I did was earlier today I went to your website and I got the phone number and everything for the phone and the number, the access number also.
Okay, good. All right, well, you're welcome, sir.
I'll be tuning in. keep tuning in. Thank you for all you've done.
All right, no problem. Thank you for joining us. We love to have you, and welcome home. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. All right, beautiful. That's the kind of stuff we want to hear, people coming aboard. Area code 678, would you like to say something? 678? If not, I'll put your phone back on mute. I think she just pushed the button to let me know that she could hear me. All praises to the Most High Yah. I mean, we're here now. Look at what Yah's doing. Yah's making this thing possible. Oh, my goodness gracious and mercy. It's just exciting, you know, to be able to be here today. Sister Akion, I know you here. You got anything that you'd like to say? And, you know, just anybody. I mean, because it's one of the moments that the closer it gets, the more, you know, you're going to feel antsy. The closer it gets, you get excited. You get fearful a little bit. You know, you don't know what to expect. You don't want to over-expect anything, but you expect something. You know what I mean? Something is going to change in us, you know, and it's just a powerful thing. You know, you don't want to use your imagination to try to force anything on Yah or make him make us feel like it has to happen because it doesn't, but something's got to change.
Absolutely.
Because he's turning around and facing Israel, so something's got to change. You know, all praises, you know, and Sister Alfion went and she did what she did when they were having the conference in Washington, D.C. I think we got about three people from that. All praises to the Most High Yah. And people have been emailing me wanting information for the radio show. So, Sister Alfion, your labor was not in vain. All praises to the Most High Yah. We are so excited about that. And we're just keeping on building. As we get closer, we just build a little more. Area code 928, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to say that as we get closer to that day of repentance and great liberty, that's our independence day, I was looking at this morning how this lady was putting a super trans robe on her child. The child had been more than 9 or 10 years old. So the enemy is going to try to race its ugly head against us. So, try to make things, you know, really bad. So, pray for protection and safety for our people. Hello?
Bring it up.
Yeah, we want to pray for protection for our people as we get that closer to the day of independence, because the closer you get to the victory, the harder some things are going to seem. It seems like everything is going to be thrown at us. Like I was saying, I saw this mother putting on a Ku Klux Klan robe on her 9 or 10-year-old this morning on the news. And I was like, who would ever do that to a child knowing that the end of that is death and destruction? I mean, you say you love your children, but if you're showing them hate and violence and death and destruction, you don't really know what love is. But as we get closer, we just want to pray for protection for our children and for ourselves and for our nation.
Hallelujah. When we talk about, you understand, the other nations, man, we cannot worry about that. You know, what we have to worry about our closeness to our Creator that we got to get. You understand what I'm saying? And the closer that we get to our Creator, you understand, the least problems that we're going to have with them other nations. Because He says, the Almighty says, you understand, that there's nothing that they can put up against us that's going to prevail. Because He is going to watch over us if we stay close to the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. You know, like I said, you know, it's just our turn now. We just got to pray. We're coming in peace. We're coming to pray. We're coming to ask the Most High to deliver us from here. You know, we've served our sentence. We've been here for 400 years. That's a long time to have any one people in your possession, because we are a possession. you know, and we're being held as a possession. And it's time to let us go. You know, I don't know how he's going to do it or who he's going to negotiate it with or where we're going, what part of our land we're going on. I have no idea, you know, but I just know he said it. And if he said it, you can believe it, and that settles it. It's nothing to discuss. It's not our job to try to figure out the how, or it's not our job to figure out the when. All we have to do is just trust him and be ready to move when the time comes. So that's what it is to me. You know, we're embarking on some powerful times. I'm telling you, it's just getting to be exciting. I'm getting emotional. I'm trying not to. You know, when the people call me and say, you know, it's just been a beautiful ride. You know, we thank you for all of the support. We thank you for all of your prayers. We thank you for all the things. You know, it makes you realize that our labor has not been in vain. You know, Brother Donnie and I have been on this radio show for years, you know, encouraging. You know, sometimes we didn't feel like it, but because y'all said so, we made sure that we were here, and all of the other people who've been supportive and have helped us. You know, we just want to say thank you. We knew it was a struggle, and no matter how much opposition we came up against, we kept on pushing. And we're here now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're here.
And I was going to mention that to you, Sister Yaina. We've been on this radio show for a little while now, and guess what? We've seen the change.
What?
We've seen it. We've seen the accumulation of people that's calling in, that's wanting to get involved. You understand? I remember telling you, I said, just stick it out, man. We be here. They going to come. You understand? You know,
yes.
All we got to do is be there for them when they get there. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. And we're here now. The Most High has made it possible. He brought you. We didn't have anything to do with it. We don't know you. We haven't met you. We just know that he brought you for such a time as this. And here we go.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited. And it doesn't matter who don't show up. It don't matter who don't come. Just so long as we're there and we're calling out on the Most High, we might be the first set of group of people that get to do this. We don't know how he has it set up.
Yeah. See, we got to be there, you understand, to be in the breach, whether we have 5 or whether we have 12. You understand? We got to stand in the breach for the other folks, man, that don't understand, that's in the gray area, you understand, middle of the road guys. You understand? We got to stand in the breach. Moses did it. You understand? When the Almighty said, I'm gonna cut Israel off and make a nation out of you, Moses stood up and said, don't do that. You understand? For his people. And consequently, you understand, we got to this point right here.
Yes we did. And you know, For all of those people who are at the point where they're in the movie industries and the music industries, and all of you people who are being held bound by certain creeds and certain contracts, and you want to be here and you can't be here because you're afraid of what you're gonna lose, we're gonna pray for you when we get there.
Absolutely.
We're gonna cover you. All of you, all the ones who's in the music industry, talking about they Israelites, and you can't be there because you're afraid of what Esau might charge you with and what he may do to you or how you may be punished for showing up. We're gonna be the ones to pray for you when we get there. We're gonna be the ones to call on Yah for you when we get there. We're gonna call on Yah on your behalf when we get there. You know, because we understand the situation that some of our people are in. They've signed contracts with these people, and they've made alliances with these people, and this is how they make their livelihood, and some of them are afraid to come forward. Well, you don't have to worry about that, because we're going to pray for you when we get there.
Absolutely. That's our job, sister.
Yes. All the basketball players and the football players and the baseball players and the hockey players, all the Israel that's scattered all across the world, and the so-called professional people who have signed contracts to be able to perform for these people, we're going to cover you when we get there. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to ask y'all to deliver us as a nation from this stuff. You know, we're going to cover you when we get there. You know, some people want to come and can't come. Some people are looking at this like, boy, I wish I could be there, but I can't be there because they'll be blackballed if they come. It can't come, but we got you. We're going to pray. We got you. We're going to pray when we get there. We're going to call on the name of Yah. Yes. Hallelujah.
We was left. You remember now, you know, there were people before us that died. And here we are, you understand, standing in the breach for all of those other that are in the gray area or in the middle of the road, guys. You understand? They don't go which way to turn. We have to stand up for them. You understand? We have to let them know, you understand, that it's all right now. You understand? We can stand up for it all right. You understand? There ain't nothing
Hallelujah.
That they can do good. Period.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. You know, hallelujah. You know, we standing up for all of our ancestors that came over on the ship, all the ones that was beaten and all the ones that was maimed and all the ones that was murdered and all the ones that was hung, for all the babies that was fed to the alligators and the ancestors that was threw over the side of the ship that was ate up by sharks, for all of our people that have gone through some horrendous things, we're going to stand in the gap. We're going to be there.
Hallelujah.
We are. I mean, for Martin Luther King and Medgar Evers and Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey and all of the people who tried to do it and it was just too early, we're going to stand in the gap. The curse is over with. It's going to be over with in 72 days. 72 days is over. All of the stuff he spoke against us is over in 72 days. Woo!
They show us a surprise. And guess what? The Almighty hates us in the day.
Yes, he is.
Remember from the time that we started calculating the times? You understand? Them days is hating. All the way down to now we know it's
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're putting a prayer together that is going to be awesome. I mean, it's going to be interactive. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be powerful. And God is going to make a way. We're calling on it because he said, if you seek me, I'm going to let you find me. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said. He said, if you seek me, I'm going to let you find me. I'm going to be there. We're expecting him to be there. We're expecting him. We're going to call on him with our whole heart and with all of our soul, us and our children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got no alternative. We don't have nobody else there, you understand, that we can go to that's going to stand in the breach for us. We got to be the ones that stand in the breach for the other folks, you understand. We got to stand in the gap, you understand, and let the Almighty know that those of us, they just don't know. They're all right. They're going to be all right, most of them. Just got to show them, you understand. You understand? If you show up, you understand, and they'll show up. You understand? You know, there's a prayer that they used to say a long time ago, and one of the portions is that the Almighty gets tired of how they treat his name, how they call his name. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, so we got to. We got to be able to stand for our God. You understand?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Let him guide us. You understand? And show us what we need. Where we lacking at? You understand? He's gonna bring us through all of this next year, man. I trust him and believe him with all my heart and soul, and with every fiber of my being. I love the Almighty. Hallelujah.
All the gang members that's in Chicago and all the gang members, all the gang members that's in Detroit and all the gang members that's in L.A. and all the gang members that's in St. Louis and all the gang members that's across the world and across the country in every state,
of this United States of America. We got you covered. We're going to pray for you for real. All the dope dealers and the dope addicts and the drug addicts and the prostitutes and the pimps. We're covering you. We're getting ready to cover you. That's why I said this is the most important time in human history, because we got to cover our people wherever they are with the things that they, all you all that's in church that don't know what you do, we're going to cover you. All the pastors and the bishops and the organizations and the denominations, Israel getting ready to step up to the plate and cover the Hebrew Israelite people in this in, across the world. Yes, we are. Judah getting ready to come. Judah got to go first.
Absolutely.
Woo!
Absolutely. You understand? And the reason why that is, from my perspective, you understand, is because they got to set the standard of living. You understand? They have to set the standard of living under the auspices of what was left on record, our 613 laws. We have to put them in place. You understand? So when people start to showing up, you understand, they know that there's a rules and regulations that got to be followed to keep us from going back into a captivity. For you understand? That's what it is all about for me.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The ships and oh my goodness gracious and mercy, it's
now,
just
I'm
something I'm
sick and tired of seeing what's going on in the news and how we're being treated. You understand? And how, and see, we, you know, when I said that the America is a common copy of Egypt. Remember now, Egypt was defiled. You understand? It was heathenistic because they ate all kinds of stuff. They was immoral because they did all kinds of sexual devious things, and they worshiped other gods. Same thing in America.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to remember. We got to go back and we got to remember. We're going to try to take it all the way back to the slave ship, all the way back to the beatings, all the way back to the changing of the names, all the way back, and we're going to work back to come all the way forward to the day that we stand there in the gap when the Most High told us to gather ourselves. He told us to do that. He said, "Come to, when you come together with me with your whole heart, you and your children," he said, "then I'll turn your captivity." That's what he told us.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. You know that business, don't you?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I sure do. You better believe I do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know the scripture. He said, with your whole heart, with all your heart and all your soul. He said, you and your children, I will turn your captivity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's so exciting. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, I can't wait till the next day.
Me too, Brother Donnell. Me too. Me too. I just want to see my Elohim. I just want to see him show up for us. You know, because who they told me God was, I believed them when they told me that that was God when I went into the church. I came in with my whole heart. I fell on my knees at the altar, and I gave him my whole heart, my heart and my soul. I cried out and told him how sorry I was for sinning, and I didn't even know what sin was. I came in with a sincere heart because they told me this was where God was. And then when I found out he wasn't in there, woo, and I found out, we getting ready to go meet our Elohim because he said we are his people and he is our Elohim. I got to go meet him. I want to meet him. I want him to show up.
He is our God and we are his people. Mm. And no doubt in my mind that he ain't going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yes, hallelujah.
He's done it throughout the whole book.
Yes, hallelujah.
He brought us to this point where we at now. He could have totally annihilated us because we did evil in the eyes of the Almighty.
Yes. He said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man what Yah has in store for his people. We don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
We never live like we're getting ready to live.
That is correct.
It brings you to tears. It just brings you to tears just to know that this is a temporary thing. It's been a long time, but it's always been temporary. You know, and his time is not our time. And his ways is not our ways. But even though it's been 400 years, it's only a temporary thing. Because something that is temporary has to change at some point. And he's getting ready to change us back into a permanent state from our temporary situation.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Lord have mercy. It's only temporary. We was born into a temporary captivity and didn't even know. We opened our eyes in a temporary captivity and didn't even know it. Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. He put a time limit on it, and we got 72 days, and it's up. 72 days, and it's over. People can say, yeah, but that was easy, but yeah, that's not what it means, but that's what it don't mean to you. But according to the scriptures and what we found out, this is us. Now, when it falls on your mind, excuse me, to do what we're doing, then you'll do it and you'll repent. But it fell on our heart that we need to repent, and we're going to repent before the Elohim of Israel.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A temporary situation. We was born into a temporary captivity. You know, and you don't know how many of the people that listen to this show from whether it's my job that I've been on or organizations that have listened, and they have laughed at us because they said, but how can they be in captivity? How can they still be in captivity? They're not captive. And you know, and now the whole situation is changing because now they're beginning to understand that we are held in our captive, in the lands of our captivity. This is where we are. Wherever the boat dropped us off there, we're citizens in those lands, and these are the lands of our captivity.
That is absolutely correct, Judge Dad. You know, we must turn. See, one thing that we have to realize, we're not supposed to live amongst other nations. We're not supposed to take on the ways of other nations. So our, you know, because I made mention to you all that this society, you understand, is a carbon copy of Egypt. And Egypt was immoral, you understand, and it was heathenistic, and they worshiped other gods. We cannot be amongst those folks. Period.
Nope.
So when we say that we, you know, we're in a captive state, even though, you understand, we're not in that chattel slavery anymore, we're in a captive state because of the
how they
operate. They operate under a heathenistic state of mind, a immoral state of mind, because they did all kinds of sexual devious things. And they do that in this society. They got homosexuality. And now what they're trying to do now is bring into that transgender stuff. Oh, my God. Man, we in big trouble we stay here.
We got to pray for them, too. We're going to have to cover them, too. We're going to have to cover the transgender. We're going to have to cover the homosexual. We're going to have to cover the adulterer. We're going to have to cover the liar. We're going to have to cover the cheater. We're going to have to do that, too. So that they understand that the Most High getting ready to open up their eyes, though, that's something new. I don't think the world is ready for that because he can ready to open up their eyes. And when he does, a whole lot of that's going to change. He's going to open up their eyes to who they are because it ain't just enough for knowing you Israel. It's not just enough knowing you an Israelite. You have to know who the God is you serve. You've got to know who he is. You've got to be able to get in those scriptures and say, I want to find out who this God is and how he operates. Because we've been sold a bill of goods. You know, the way that they put the story together is that he's a loving God and he don't harm nobody. And all you got to do is call on him and everything going to be all right. That ain't how, that's not the God we serve. So the more we know him, the more we line up, the more things are going to turn out for us. It's an exciting time. And for the brothers and sisters that's been listening, you know, we got a YouTube clip. And it, I mean, a YouTube channel, and it's called Yehuda Project, not the Yehuda Project, but Yehuda Project. And we got mass YouTube teachings all over the place. And that's a good place to start because we got to get ready because he's coming. You know, he's coming. He is coming.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Brother Donnie, are we getting ready to have an experience with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
Absolutely. Woo. You understand? We got 72 more days. And the Almighty, you understand, is going to release us from our punishment. And it's so ironic because if he's in the scriptures, this stuff was written almost 5,000 years ago.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
When
he told us that when he released us from our punishment, he going to judge this nation. Nations that held us captive. You understand? That all those nations that did evil in the eyes, I mean, and they was wicked. Them people was wicked when they did how they treated us. You understand? And you understand? You know, our hands is in the our salvation is in the hands of the Creator, our God, and that's what he talks about throughout that whole book. That he is our God, and we are his people. You understand? So all we got to do is turn back to him in our captivity. And he'll save us out of this mess. You understand?
That's what he said. That's what he said. And all I can go by is what he said. That's what he said.
That's correct. We don't have nobody else that, you know, anybody else that come along, you understand, it'd be because of the Almighty's hand. Anybody. You understand?
Yeah.
That gives us a word that we can totally believe in. It would be by the hand of the Creator. You understand?
Yes, that's hallelujah. I can't wait for us to be able to get together and come together and pray. And for all of you that don't know what we're talking about, we are coming together September the 7th and 8th in Washington, D.C., and we're going to go down in prayer together as a nation. The curse will be over. We're going to ask the Most High to forgive us for our sins and cover the people who are not ready to do what we're getting ready to do. And we go according to what the word tells us to do. That's sold in Deuteronomy chapter 30. And this is what he said. He said, and it shall come to pass, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, he said, when all these things come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither the Most High thy Elohim has driven thee. And thou shalt return unto the Most High thy Elohim and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. He said that then the Most High thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Most High thy Elohim has scattered thee. This is what the Most High told us to do. And this is what we're getting ready to do in September. And if you want to join us, if you want to be a part of it, you got to go to the website and register. And the website is www.2019day of repentance, and that's repentance.us. www.2019dayofrepentance.us. And you can register online. We have the protocols of the clothing that we're going to wear. We have the prayers set out and everything we're going to do. You can register for hotel rooms, and all of that information is on the website. And this is for all of those that the Most High has touched their heart and they see the necessary need to be there.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. For he is good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Praise him. He is worthy.
worthy to be praised. I'm excited. You know, do we have to worry? No, all we got to do is pray. Do we have to have? No, all we got to do is pray. Is it necessary for us to have security? No, all we got to do is pray.
Hallelujah.
We got.
We ain't got
make
no
work.
Guns or none of that stuff because the Almighty is going to protect us. We ain't got to have no
That's
guns.
That's right. And, keep it at home.
You know, so I want to tell you all of those that think that we're going to have to go to war and this and that and others. Almighty said that he was going to watch over us and guide us.
That's
and
right.
Be with us.
That's right.
And nothing that they derive against us will prevail because of he's going to protect us. So we don't need no
That's
guns.
Right.
What we need is some prayer and ask the Almighty
That's
to
right.
forgive us for our sins and our forefathers for what they've done. You understand? And help us get out this mess, oh, Most High. We've been in this mess for 2,500 years. But this captivity, this recent 400 years, you understand? This could be enough for us to say we ain't doing that no more, God.
No, sir. No, sir.
We're not getting in this situation ever again. You understand? We're going to do what you want us to do. You understand?
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. And you know why we don't need a gun? Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through Yah to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, so we know that the Most High is going to pull it down. We can't bring a knife or a gun to this thing because this is more powerful than anything we could ever begin to imagine. The whole world is getting ready to change. When the Most High brings us back to him, the whole world is getting I'm looking for a change to take.
Absolutely. And my sentiment exactly is that.
The whole world is going to change. We got to be all right with it and be able to move forward, you know, because he set this in place for us. This has been set in place for us. Nobody can do this but us. Nobody can go on behalf of the whole world but us. It's going to take Israel to step up, and it's always been Israel that stepped up. Guess what? Every prophet in the Bible was an Israelite, every last one of them. All of them was Israelites, male and female, prophetess was Israelites.
Absolutely.
The whole world is out of place. The whole world is off course. Because Israel is not in their appointed place, and it's going to take us to pray to bring this thing back where it's supposed to be.
You got that right, sister.
Oh, what a joyful day it's going to be. What a wonderful, in August the 20th, we going to all go down in prayer all over the world. We going down in prayer all over the world. August the 20th, we going to pray.
We don't have an alternative.
No.
You understand? You know, without his mercy, we got nothing going on, period. We got, you know, we slated for death without our God, without our Elohim behind us. We are slated for death.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. It's enough to be excited about, people. It's enough to get excited about. We need everybody's support. We need everybody to come aboard. We just need Israel to step up to the plate. Israel is stepping up. Israel is. He's stepping up.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. It's at your best interest for your family, for your children. You understand?
Yeah.
That you make an appearance. You understand? With the Almighty, if you can now, because I know that we all struggling here. You understand? But if you can, it's at your best interest. It's not that. You understand? It's not. I mean, it's not for Sister Yaina. It's not for Adonia. You understand? It's for your children, your family, your stuff. You understand that you make a difference, a change in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to make it. We're getting there. And everybody that thinks we're in a cult, all your husbands and wives, they think you're in a cult and they think you're doing something that is abnormal and something you're not supposed to be. This is the opportunity for you to come. Like the lady said, we're doing a day trip. Some people don't have to spend the night. They're close enough where they can drive and do a day trip. However you need to be there, be there.
Absolutely.
Let's be there. All praises to the Most High, Yah. All praises to His name. He's worthy to be praised. He wrote this story. He chose us as a people. He wrote the outcome. We are following the script. And like Brother Donnie, I said, this was spoken over us 5,000 years ago. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
That we're fulfilling a 5,000-year-old prophecy that was spoken over us in Genesis 15, 13, and 14. Incredible.
Absolutely. That is incredible. It's right.
You know, it's just incredible, you know, that this is the stage has been set for such a time as this. I was watching the story of Joseph on the Sabbath, and I watched how the Most High took him through hell. He went from being thrown in the pit from his brothers to being put in Potiphar's house and was accused of rape. And then he was thrown in the prison. And every place that the Most High took him, he elevated him to his position of power. And then from the prison, he went into the palace. And it was like, look at how God moved. And then I thought about it. I said, now use the male that time. And he gave him the kingdom. And Pharaoh told him, he said, won't nobody be more powerful than you, than me. He said, you're going to be my right-hand man. And then I turned around. I said, now where there's a male, there has to be a female. And I turned around and read the story of Esther. I said, here this orphan grew up without a mother and a father, and all she had was an uncle. And the Most High purposed her to stay in Iran, which they call Persia back in the day, for her to become the queen of Persia so she could protect the Israelites that didn't go back to the promised land. The Most High is powerful.
Absolutely.
He is powerful beyond compare.
And he left this stuff on record so that we can discern and see this stuff and put it all in place. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, those are the things that the Almighty did to let us know that we his people.
We his people. She was the second most powerful person in Iran, Persia, which they now call Iran. To Esther.
Okay.
Hadassah. Hadassah was a Hebrew name. They called her Hadassah. She was the most second powerful person in Iran, and he was the most second powerful person in Egypt. And the Most High put them both in place to protect the children of Israel.
Absolutely. Duh.
Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. What kind of God do we serve, okay? I mean, when you really start looking at him, it's like, man, oh, man, oh, man. And then the king fell in love with her and didn't know what hit him. I said, you didn't have no choice, brother. You had to love her whether you wanted to or not, because she was ordained to be there. She was walking up in that palace and putting that crown on because that's how y'all ordained it to be.
Absolutely.
Yes, she was. Yes, she
Absolutely.
Was, Brother Donnie. Now, that black girl stepped up in there and put that crown on and stepped on the
Absolutely.
Second. She sat next to the king. Yes, she did.
Absolutely.
Woo! That's the God I serve. I don't know nothing about him. Hallelujah. Yes, she did. Yes,
we
she did for such a time.
And he is now God. As soon as we get that stuck in our way, then we know that we've accomplished something once we recognize that.
Yes, glory
to
his name.
Now of God. And
Ooh,
throughout
hallelujah.
That whole book, he tells us.
So if he did that then, what do we have in store for us right now? Lord have mercy. I'm scared to try to figure this thing out. It's over. The curse is almost over. He's getting ready
That's
to reverse the curse.
That's not our job, sister. We just got to tell them whether they hear or forbear. We forbear. You understand? We can't, you know, we blow our minds trying to figure out what Almighty going to do next.
Yeah, I know. Powerful stuff. We in store for some powerful things. Because, guess what? It's his track record. This is what he does. And he said, I'm Yah. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I change not.
That's correct. Absolutely.
I'm trying not to preach. I'm gonna be good. I'm just, you know, when you start looking at the similarities and you watch how he does things, he's just amazing. When he lets you see how it all came together after it's all over with, you say, oh, so I had to be on this radio show to meet this person so that he could connect me with that person. And the blessing was in meeting the person on the radio show because the person he introduced me to had my blessing.
Absolutely.
Powerful. Joseph had to go to the pit. And that's when he told his brothers, he said, it wasn't you. He said, don't even flatter yourself. It wasn't you. Y'all put it in your mind to sell me and to throw me into the pit and sell me off. He said, it was y'all that did that so that I could preserve a nation, so that you
Absolutely.
Wouldn't starve when the famine came in the land. Woo! I said, Woo! Yes, he did.
That's why I say that Egypt was put in place for us to come out as a nation.
Yes.
Come to that conclusion is because when they left, they fell. When we left out of Egypt, they fell, never to rise
up again. Never again. Never no
so
more.
We had to be put in place. I mean, Egypt had to be put in place. And I'm not negating that they weren't intelligent and they had a great amount of intelligence. And certain things that had come from Egypt, I have to give them their just due and their respect. But they was only there for us to come out as a nation.
Yes, sir.
And once we
came out
as a nation, they fell,
never to
rise up again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Powerful thing. We had a black woman that was the queen of Iran at one time or another in history. A black girl. A Negro girl. Yes, she was.
And
she was from the tribe of Benjamin.
Black women as leaders in Israel. You understand? We had some that was in Africa that fought against the British and sustained.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. She was a Negro woman.
You know why that was? It's because black men didn't stand up. Every time that they would try to stand up, they would be beat down, chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered.
All praises to the Lord. What a rich history we have. Now that we can look back on it, and it's got more to do with jigabooing and singing and jazz playing and butt twisting and dancing and jumping and rap music. Our history is too rich. It's rich. It's rich.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what's so ironic is that we don't even know our culture. Our culture is so wrapped up in this. In this society, you understand, when we make any kind of movie or anything, if it's about us, we have to incorporate them Europeans in this, their way into our movie, you understand, because we don't have no culture.
That is correct. Hallelujah. Well, we about to get one, because guess what? It's all coming now. Once the curse is over, we about to get one, because the Most High was the one holding us back, so we about to get one. All praises to the Most High. We really about to get one. Yes, we are. He going to let us know it all here now. He getting ready to turn around and face his people because he turned his back on us. He getting ready to turn around and face Israel in a way that we have never had him face us before. A miracle. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
He was really, really upset when he turned his back on us, man.
Yes, he was.
He was upset, man. He said, man, go on. He said, man, ask your captors to get you out to Smith. Ask the one that you've been giving all out, stuff, my stuff that I gave you, you've been giving it to the other nations. Ask them.
Yeah, ask them. He sure did. He said, go get them and let them bail you out. Don't call me.
Yeah, and but we get to tell him we're sorry. That's the one thing we're allowed to do today is to tell him how sorry we are and how we will never do this again.
I'm telling you, you understand? I mean, we was chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered. This society has really, really did a number on our minds, on our psyche. You understand? That's right today, right now. You understand? You know, we got an opportunity for the Almighty to show us that He is with us when we go down in prayer. You understand? At that particular time, you understand what I'm saying? We're going to see I honestly believe that the Almighty will make an appearance, however He makes His appearance. You understand? Because a lot of times that we may not notice the time that the Almighty has showed up, they showed up in the cloud. You understand? We had no actual understanding that, He wasn't no human being where we could put our hands out and see Him or open our eyes to see Him. He came to us in a cloud. You understand? And sometimes, man, He came as a human being in another form, in a form of a human being. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, He did. That's a theophany. Yes, He did.
Yeah, but now we got an opportunity, man, for the Almighty to come back to us, man, so that we can recognize that we have a God that loves us. You understand? We the apple of His eye, His inheritance.
Yeah.
And I believe in my heart and in my soul, you understand, that He's not going to fail us, man. Not going to fail us. He's not going to leave us in this horrendous situation. Oh, man, this is the worst situation that anybody could be under the thumb of somebody else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Never to do it again. He said, this is it. This is the last captivity. It'll never happen again. This is the last one we'll ever be in. If you make it through this one, you've made it to the next level. But there's levels that we got to make it through. Because after it's all said and done, it's only going to be one third that's going to make it through it all. So let's be a part of that one third. Let's get all the way there. But we got to do one step at a time. We're going to get through this level first. We're going to repent and apologize. And then we're going to wait on it for the instructions and move to the next level. And that's where obedience lies. Obedience lies in obeying His word.
Absolutely. And that's what happened, man. We was disobedient, and that put us in this position right here. And it's just
that
we went through 13 captivities before we reached this one right here. I mean, and that was so that we would forget who our God was. He took that and forget who we were. You understand? All of that stuff that we had. When we forget who our God was, we took on the ways of the other nation. So when we came here in this captivity, we didn't know who the hell we were. You understand? And we had latched on to the African way. We had latched on to the Persian way. And all of those nations that we were under their thumb, you understand, we took on their ways, searching. Now, we were searching for the Almighty, but He was not going to be found until these days right here, the end of time. That's when the Almighty can be found. You understand? Because we have to repent. We have to understand that, you understand, that we, you know, all of that punishment that we went through, Lord have mercy. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You understand? That was heartbreaking in itself. And do you think that we want to continue this here? We got to pray to show Almighty that we please forgive us for our sins. Our disobedience, our horrendous stuff that we did, and we did enough for the Almighty to wipe us off the face of the earth.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, but He didn't. He said, I'm not going to make a total end of you
because
we got to leave a remnant.
He made a commitment to Abraham. You understand?
Yes,
Isaac
He did.
And Jacob, that He was going to keep us, that He was going to be our God.
Hallelujah. Well, you know what? We have come up to the end of the show. I know we're excited.
Hey,
we've been doing a lot of talking,
finished.
But
I'm all right. I'm good.
We're excited. We're ready to meet y'all. We hope everybody can make it to Washington, D.C. You know, get your plans together. We've been saving money for this for a long time, you know, and this is one of those times where if you can be there, be there. You know, we know some people can, and if you can't, you just can't. But if you can be there, because it's a time that we're going to go down together as a nation. We're going to bend our knee and ask our Elohim to forgive us, and we're going to call on him and bring to mind the words that he spoke to Moshe, and the words that he spoke to Jeremiah, and the words that he spoke to Isaiah, to remind him of the things that he said, that if we did it, he would turn our captivity. We're going to bring them to his mind, and we're going to bring them to his remembrance as he turns around and faces Israel. And if you can make it, our website is www.2019dayofrepentance.us. www.2019dayofrepentance.us. Please, please go on and register. Help us with all of the things that we're doing. You know, support us by buying a T-shirt. For you all who are new to this, please, we welcome you. We say welcome home. It's time for us to get ready to go home, and we're going to stand on the promises of Yah, and we're going to make it to the best of our ability, the best way that we can. And on that note, we say shalom, shalom. We will see you on this call Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope everybody can make it and be here with us. We're gonna try to have a guest on for that day. And you, Brother Donnie, I thank you so much for hosting the show with me. And thank you all for all of your testimonies and the things that you gave in the name of Yah. And I look forward to seeing you in Washington, D.C. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night.